It's Monday morning, and I'm delighted to welcome my guest that we've been talking about for a couple of weeks. It's Carrie Underwood. Good morning to you, Carrie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
I have to say, you're looking good. You're looking absolutely spectacular, considering you were in concert in London last night. How did it go?
Thank you. Everything's been really great, actually. I mean, we've always had a very warm reception. Pretty much everywhere we go, but it's been really good.
Yeah, I mean, the last time you were in London, I mean, it was, what, 90 minutes your tickets sold out for the Royal Albert Hall. There's not many artists can say that.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, and getting to play like more of a festival has been really cool too, and having other people on the bill and a lot more people and kind of that festival atmosphere. It's really
you,
awesome.
You enjoy the festival atmosphere then, obviously.
I do. I mean, people just kind of come to hang out and have a nice time and listen to multiple artists. You know, there's other people's fans that come to festivals that, you know, might not know a lot about me, or, you know, vice versa. They might know me but not know other people. And it's cool to kind of mix fans and have other people on the bill, too.
Yeah, I must say, and apologies for not saying at the top of this, I should have said belated birthday greetings to you as well, because it was your birthday a couple of weeks ago too, wasn't
Thank
it?
Thank you, yeah, on the 10th.
Yes, yes.
Yes, the big 3-0.
Oh, I know. I was going to say I remember it well, but it's been a while for me. It must have been a fantastic couple of days for you, because you had your birthday, as you say, your big 30th. Then it was the Grammys, and you got your 6th Grammy. So what a fantastic couple of days.
It's been a pretty good 2013 for me so far, for sure. Grammys have been great, and now, of course, we're like gearing up for other award shows right around the corner, and there's just always something going on, and the tour's been really, really amazing as well. Just so many people and having so much fun doing what we do.
Do what you do, yeah. And I've been a fan for some time, I have to say. The album Blown Away was released in the UK last year, and I've been reacquainting myself with it this last couple of weeks with it being in the car. You must be really happy with the reaction that you've had from that album.
I am. I'm very, very proud of it. I feel like there's a lot of people that worked really hard to, find the right songs and write the right songs and get in the studio and make it sound the way I wanted it to sound. And it's always happy and pleasant when something you've been working on really hard does well as well. I mean, you hope that it will. You hope people will like it, but it's always a fun surprise when they do.
That's right. When you're making it, you must, any artist must get a good feel or a reasonable feel as to how they think the whole thing is going. But for it really doesn't tell till it gets out there and is on the shelves of all the music stores.
Right. I get so excited when I'm writing and recording and, picking out the songs that I love and trying to put everything in the order that I want it to be in. And then there's that moment, a month or two right before it comes out, that I get really scared because I've loved it and I've been listening to the songs for so long. And then all I can think is, oh my gosh, I really hope other people like it as well. What if they don't? I don't know what's going to happen.
I know, yeah. You think it's great, and then all of a sudden, nothing. It's not going to happen. It's one of those albums that I like, as I say, it's really in the main rocky. It gives a good country feel, but it has a great mixture of music. I really do enjoy it.
Thank you. I'm definitely kind of a core country, but I'm influenced by a lot of different kinds of music, and I think you can definitely tell when you sit down and listen to the album.
Core country with a kick, Carrie. That's what I think it is. That's how you
I like
describe
that.
It. Yes. Yes. Now, American Idol, let me just briefly talk about this, because you cannot ignore that particular program, particularly you, because it really has changed your life, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. I'm so grateful to, that show and all of its creators and producers and directors and all the people that like work on the show, because that definitely gave me my in that that I would not be anywhere near the music business if it hadn't have been for that show and the series of events that took place on it.
There's many people criticize that type of show, Carrie, particularly in the UK. Oh, it's it propels people straight to the top of stardom, you know, and they haven't had their apprenticeship in music and all this stuff. But how do you react to that? What's your answer to the critics?
Well, I definitely think that now there are so many different ways to get into the music industry and into, you know, being an artist or being a musician. You know, once upon a time, many decades ago, you'd go play bars and kind of, you know, hope to get discovered. But what's a lady to do? You know, I feel like the people that go on the show, it's raw talent. They're just singing. There's no filters. There's no special effects. And now it seems like if you know somebody, or if you have a pretty face, or if you're a great dancer or whatever, they can kind of fake the singing part. So I really respect the people that do get on shows like that and put themselves out there without the auto-tune and without all that. It's just kind of them and what they love to do. So I almost feel like it's kind of more of a pure form of discovering talent, because it's just, especially in the beginning, because they're just singing a cappella.
And of course, there must also be there's a lot of hard work involved, I understand that, but there's also the fear of rejection. How do you cope with that? You know, you just may be not there next week.
Yeah, I mean, being on the show, initially, I went to try out because I thought, okay, if I get sent away, no one will know. But then once you start making it through more and more rounds, and they're taping you more, and, you know, it starts going live, you really could be humiliated in front of millions of people. That's very scary. But you know, it's kind of like that's your dream, that's your chance. I would have regretted it forever if I had been too scared to keep moving forward.
If you have just joined us, a very good morning to you. My guest this morning is Carrie Underwood. Carrie, we were talking there about American Idol and how it has changed your life. Was it something that as a youngster that you always wanted to do? Is this the life you're now, are you now living the life that as a girl you dreamed of?
I always loved to sing, you know, more than anything. And, you know, I got a lot of positive feedback from it when I would go sing at church or sing in school plays and things like that. I actually kind of had like a artist development thing happening when I was much, much, much younger, like 14 years old, that never panned out. And I think it's wonderful that it didn't, because things worked out really awesome, you know, through American Idol. And now things have been going really great. But I always wanted to do this, you know, and I always wanted to be on stage and to be a singer. So it's kind of crazy. I figure most people don't really get to do those things, those big things that they dream of. So I know I'm very lucky.
When you were dreaming of being that singer and always singing, was it something that your parents encouraged?
They were always really great to me. They never pushed me too hard or made me do things. They always just kind of wanted to be there, and my mom would drive me around places to go sing, and you know, they were just always supportive. My dad like bought this big stupid sound system when I was younger, so I'd have some place to practice. It took up half of the bedroom, but they always just were there.
It's fantastic to have that support then, isn't it? What about the rest of your family?
What about them? I have a couple of older sisters that aren't into the music business at all. I think I'm kind of the anomaly in my family. But it's all good. It's nice to have people, you know, back home.
Absolutely, yes. Let's come back to touring then. You're touring all over the place and seeing some wonderful cities, I would imagine, and countries. Do you have any plans to tour the UK again after your success last year?
That would be wonderful. That's always the hope, you know, that things just get bigger and better, and you get to come back and, you know, you get to spread out to new places. You know, I got to go to Ireland and play, and that was kind of my first time, or that was my first time, not kind of my first time. That was my first time even being there. So that was really wonderful. And I hope that the next time we come back, we get to do more things in the UK and, Yeah, just expand and do even more.
I suppose that's what it's all about, isn't it? You very much, and I know through reading some of the bits from you and your Twitter and things, you feel that every time you're on stage, you're learning something.
Definitely. You know, it might not be practice makes perfect, but the more you do something, definitely the better you get at it. So I'm loving what I'm doing. And like I said, we just hope that things get bigger and better and I get to go to more places and bring a little country music with me.
When you go to these places, though, Carrie, do you get an opportunity to actually see them? You know, I mean, when you were in Australia, did you actually get a chance to see Australia?
We did. I mean, there was definitely things I wish we could have stayed longer to have been able to go do. But, you know, I got to play at the Opry House, or at the Opry. Look at me. I'm at the Grand Ole Opry now. we got to play at the Opera House and, you know, got to go to the zoo in Sydney. And just what a fun thing that, you know, just being able to walk around and go out to eat. And my husband went with us and he climbed the bridge in Sydney. And yeah, so we get out as much as we can. I still have to be responsible because I do have shows to sing at and I want to be my best for those, but we
absolutely
try to get out.
Yeah, it's great, as you say, get time to relax and actually see the countries.
Right.
When you get away from all of this, what do you do to relax and chill out?
I just hang out at home. I have a really fun group of friends and we have cookouts and we go out to eat and we go see movies and we, mainly when I get home, I just put my life back in order. I do my laundry. I clean the house.
Has to be done.
Yeah. There's certain things that, you know, you got to get back to being a human again.
The new single, Before He Cheats, we're going to hear that in a few moments' time. It's been doing amazing things in the States, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's one of my biggest hits back home. So we definitely hope that people will enjoy it other places as well.
What about a new album then? Are we looking forward to something? You're already working on songs?
Oh man, I'm on the Blown Away tour until about mid May, and then after that I have some friends that are getting married, so there's weddings to be in and things like that, and then I'll start thinking about a new album. I kind of have to be in that space, in that frame of mind to really get into it.
You have to sit down and mentally attune yourself to writing songs, do you guys?
That's true, definitely. Some people I know, some of my friends will be on the road and they bring out other writers and they stay on the bus with them and they kind of travel around with them and they write their entire album when they're touring. And I'm like, how do you do that? Because I have to be like at home and it's, you know, now it's time to write an album. That's how my mind works.
Right. Well, let's hear the new single now then, Before He Cheats. But for the moment, Carrie, we wish you all the very success with the touring and, of course, look forward to the new album as well. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me.